All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 24th day of January, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. In fact, still legal in the state of California, believe it or not. It is quite amazing. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to inventory your firearms, ammunition, magazines, when that inventory should include making sure the firearms are clean, properly lubricated, everything's tight and functional, do a function check on them, magazines, that there's no corrosion, that they're in good condition, not damaged, ammunition, that there's been no damage to the ammunition, that it's in good condition, ready to go. You may be delightfully surprised at some of the things you find. All right, we have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer, United States Navy. One of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating doTERRA essential oils, mentioned more than 300 times in the Bible, by the way, it will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Good. You know, the Christian Bible doesn't have recipes for chocolate chip cookies in it, does it?
No, sir.
No. It only has important things. Important things. Not silliness, not things that are not so important. And the fact that essential oils are mentioned there more than 300 times, I think is a wake-up call. People should wake up and smell the coffee and say, you know, there might be something to this. Shouldn't they?
I concur.
Absolutely. We can come back to the oils later. The news of the day is always interesting, to say the least. The well-known Chinese city of Shanghai is experiencing twice the number of people dying on a daily basis than they normally do. Normally, it's just over 1,000 people dying per day. Now it's over 2,600 every day. I'm not sure how many million people are in Shanghai. What do you think? 8 million, 10 million? It's a big city, isn't it?
Oh, no, no. I think it's closer to 23 million. It's one of the most
popular. Whoa, baby. Yeah, 23 million people. My goodness. Well, another biological weapon has been released. More likely than not, Chinese are, and Asians in general, are adverse to exposure to sunlight. I recall in Vietnam when I first got there, it was first week of September 1967, I noticed women in the tropical sunlight, hot sunny days, shading themselves with umbrellas, that they would walk around the streets shading themselves from umbrellas with umbrellas. I don't know how much time you spent in Asia, but that's a pretty common thing in Asia, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And
right,
they something about the Asian culture that they're adverse to sunlight, which means reduce vitamin D, which leads to more vulnerability to any and all flu-type viruses, doesn't it?
Yes, there's a direct connection between D and D3 specifically in viral replication. So, yeah, that's something that all the major doctors who are alternative have talked about. Dr. Ted Brower himself, zinc, vitamin D3, vitamin C, we can put on a list of how effective it was, and that's why they didn't want to promote it during
That's right. Well, I read something that's been maybe a year and a half ago, that there's really no such thing as a flu season. What there really is a lack of vitamin D season, because these flu viruses don't just pop up in December. They're around 12 months a year, 365 days. What happens is people's normal exposure to sunlight gets reduced, their amount of vitamin D gets reduced, and the flu virus, which is here, including COVID-19, by the way, which is here all the time anyway, that's when the opportunistic flu virus can take hold because of the lack of vitamin D, isn't it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, even Dr. Ted has talked about how people who are darker complected have, you know, that they don't have as much melatonin, and because of that, and Asians are included in that, you know, their cancer rates are higher as well. So, you know, it's really surprising that if they really wanted to promote the American Cancer Society and minimize the amount of cancer attached to Asians, Hispanics, and Blacks, they would say you need to increase your vitamin D, but they don't because they
no,
make trillions of dollars a month.
No, I frequently talk about Ed Griffin's book "World Without Cancer." You know, I believe it to be the best solution to cancer issues myself. But cancer worldwide is a multi-billion dollar industry. Anything that proves to be a real threat to it will not be tolerated, will it?
Yes, you're right. And what do you think about all these crazy the shooting sprees? Antifa again is increasing. It seems like they're like, okay, we want to start taking away the Second Amendment because the election is coming down the pike, and we want to get all those things set up again. So it's,
well, it's the same playbook. The biggest outrage in that regard was the Las Vegas shooting, which is still. Sam Andrews has done some pretty good analysis of the evidence that came out of that. But the hope at the time was that the Las Vegas massacre would bring an end to the Second Amendment and the confiscation of firearms. Obviously, it didn't happen. I guess it's possible, but I can't imagine them staging another similar type of event where hundreds of people are massacred by allegedly one guy with some firearms, semi-automatic firearms that are shot way too fast. But now we had in California another mass shooting. The shooter, following the shootings, the murder of these seven men, and I guess it was all men or some women. I haven't looked at that carefully, but apparently he drove himself to the sheriff's office and sat in a parking lot waiting to get arrested. What we're seeing, and I agree with you, Leon, we're seeing a ramp up of mass shootings in the hopes of the people behind it that they'll get enough public support to confiscate firearms. Of course, the real goal is not confiscation of firearms, in my opinion. The real goal is to get the majority of men and women in this country who own firearms, which are tens of millions of us, riled up to the point where there's violent resistance to any attempts to confiscation. I believe that's the real goal, don't you, sir?
Well, I'm not sure if that's the real goal, but I know that you cannot eliminate people if they're armed, and that's what they've done in Australia and Canada. I mean, I have great friends in Canada. That, you know, he even has a 50 BMG, and everything he's had to do is eliminate it. And so when I look at how controlling they are, but they don't take it away from when I think about California, how can that happen? Just like in Illinois, it can't happen if these things are illegal there. So criminals commit crimes, and therefore they're not going to listen to any stupid laws you make up. So for people who really have any sense, realize that this is a big scam, but that's not what the
emphasis on, you know, I became a criminal defense investigator half a century ago in September 1973. So I have a lot of firsthand knowledge of crime and criminals. The emphasis changed on how to control crime. The emphasis, and when it comes to firearms, the emphasis used to be to identify and lock up men and women who present a danger to themselves and others. That was our justice system for well more than a century, and that's what worked for the most part. There was obviously times when it didn't, but that all changed beginning in the late 60s with the change in protocols for how to deal with people with mental issues, which instantly created a nationwide homeless problem. The idea was just to save money, of course. In downtown in the city of St. Louis was one of the world's largest building complexes, the Missouri State Hospital for the Mentally Ill on Arsenal Street. I'm not sure how many 100,000 square feet they have under roof there. Some of the buildings are now gone. But nationwide, beginning in the late 60s, they decided to do the following. That was to no longer lock up people who present a danger to themselves and others, but to put them on medications and provide a monthly financial stipend for them to take care of themselves, which was far, far less money than having them institutionalized. So that created immediately the nationwide homeless problem half a century ago, which continues to this day. It also put men and women on the street who do present a danger to themselves and others. And what we've noticed, Leon, and I know you're aware of this, with almost all these mass shooters, I believe, pretty well, except for the Muslims, they're so crazy they don't need pharmaceutical products. But for pretty much every mass shooter, they've had a prescription for psychotropic drugs, haven't they?
Correct. As a matter of fact, the CEO, president of Noveski, Paul Noveski, he'd even talked about it on his Facebook page, and within 24 hours, he miraculously died in a car accident with one of the smart cars. So, yeah, they don't like to bring these things to light. You know, Lovox, Zoloft, and all the drugs that you know, the SSRIs, they bring those things to light. And, anyone who does that seems to vanish pretty quickly. So it's the connections are all over the place, but people are just... The sheep, I mean, it disappoints me in how people are distracted by all sorts of silliness.
Here's the concept. The concept is a violent woman will self-medicate with the prescribed dosage, and when they do medicate and take the pills, that they will be safe and not hurt people. And we're leaving it up to the person themselves, the violent person, to take their daily medication, supervision, to cause no harm to themselves and others. That's proven to be a very flawed concept, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and that's going to really be exacerbated with, as the supply chain continues to collapse. I mean, they're running out of antibiotics, but imagine a grid-down scenario where there's no more SSRIs and all their psychotropic drugs. You know,
Go ahead, yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, if 20 million or more people are already on these drugs, when their supply runs out, imagine that many drug-crazed, addicted people and what the responses are going to be to being off their meds.
Well, yeah. Let's do some quick math here. You mentioned the number 20 million. All we need to do is move the decimal point. So you take, on a very conservative basis, 1% of that 20 million would be what, 200,000?
Correct. Correct.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And 1% of the people becoming violent out of 20 million is probably a bit conservative, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, look at people when they have the alcohol. You know, how aggressive they are with alcohol. I mean, police are less concerned about potheads going crazy than they are the alcoholics at 2 o'clock in the morning after the bars close. And so you're right. If 1% of them are not on these drugs that are mind altering and they need their fix and they're irritated and highly agitated and they may have access to knives or cars or trucks or anything else that can kill people, then imagine the mayhem that would occur here in America. And you think Antifa's bad? 200,000 of those people as compared to, 10,000, 5,000 Antifa in Atlanta,
right,
and all the
right
other places, just be chaos.
Well, once again, going back to my personal experience, violent men and women identify themselves to the authorities by their mid to late teens, almost always. Almost always. And the ones that don't, as being a violent man or a violent woman. That's my experience as a homicide detective. My first murder case I worked on, the young man, I think he was in his late teens, 18 or 19. He, when he was 18 years old, he was arrested on the roof of his junior high school with some weapons in the middle of the night. As a child, he made violent statements as an infant. Wow. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Audio clip was Mel Gibson playing the role of Colonel Hal Moore in the movie We Were Soldiers. And of course, the two words, no soldier or Marine ever wants to hear are the following two words, fix bayonets. That means we're pretty much out of ammo. We're going to fight for our lives by sticking a knife on the end of our rifles. And this is where the rubber meets the road, gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils, and Leon is going to let us know what is the oil of the week. What would that be, sir?
Yes, sir. It's Citrus Bliss. It's also called the Invigorating Blend. It's by doTERRA exclusively, and it is great in being a uplifting and stress-reducing benefit of using them for emotional support as well. And so they've been also studied to confirm that they are used in cleansing and disinfection. But the primary uses are it's calming, great for depression, eating disorders, mastitis, and it's sedative. So you can use it topically, applied to the ears or heart or touch it to your nose, and your nose becomes a diffuser as well. And you can also diffuse it as well. And you can also use it as a full-body massage. And the single oils that are contained in the blend are wild orange, which brings peace and happiness, and a great joy to the heart. Lemon promotes healing and health and physical energy and purification. Grapefruit is an antidepressant, an antiseptic, and a diuretic. It's balancing and uplifting, and it helps relieve anxiety. And then mandarin is gentle and promotes happiness. And then there's bergamot, which is great for depression and agitation. And in fact, there used to be a video, I'm not sure if it's still there, on YouTube, and they did a scientific test at Vanderbilt Emergency Room, which is a level 1 trauma center. And for over 6 months, they were using it not for the patients, but for the staff, because at that location, people would come in and, you know, because of being level 1, everything was involved. Suicides, you know, fight for life from all over the eastern seaboard. And so they found out that using citrus oils, and specifically doTERRA's oils, reduce work-related stress by 90%, and then work-related frustration was by 95%. So just using citrus oils by doTERRA are very effective. And I love the way they smell. And when I was working with the VA in Colorado, you know, we were using Balance by doTERRA along with peppermint and citrus oils. And it worked remarkably for people who had PTSD. So it doesn't matter if it's policemen or firefighters or military. PTSD is PTSD, and citrus oils are very effective in that regard. And if you can find it on YouTube, look up Vanderbilt ER. You can watch the video and see how effective it is. They still use it now, and that was 10 years ago.
I'm very familiar with post-traumatic stress disorder. As a young investigator in 1973, the Vietnam War was still going, and a percentage of our clients were Vietnam vets who were suffering from post-traumatic stress, including one very dear friend of mine. So it's a very real thing, and it took years before the VA even recognized it as being a real thing, in case you don't know, Leon. Well, moving on from there, if you're interested in the oils, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, the Holy Bible mentions the oils more than 300 times for a very good reason. The three wise men, two of the things they brought to baby Jesus were essential oils, frankincense and myrrh. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, under products, you'll see the doTERRA section. Go there and do a little shopping. Here's what you're looking for. The biggest kit, that's Kilo India Tango, the biggest kit you can afford without going into debt. That's where you get the most bang for your buck. Order that kit. That's number one. Number two, get two different editions of the same book. It's become a bit more complex with the modern age. You want the fifth edition of the book titled Modern Essentials. And I think the last hardcover was the 13th, and then there's a 14th PDF update. Is that accurate, Leon?
Correct. Yes, yeah. Sir.
So the 13th edition is the most recent hardcover, probably the last hardcover, because of cost savings measures. And then the 14th edition update in a PDF form. Once you've got those items, you've got all the research material you need at home, and you should print out the PDF, by the way, to do your own homework and determine what you need. Now, one more step. If you would like to start a home-based business like Leon and I have, to know which oils to get the quickest way possible, because you don't have the books yet, that's where Leon's expertise comes in. and Leon would be glad to share that with you, and just by giving him a call. What's that phone number real quick, Leon?
303-495-2188.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Up and running full speed, thank goodness. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information, more than 200, listen carefully, more than 200 articles and videos about COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. Scroll down, when you go to that panel, my website's laid out in three panels, left to right, going down the page. When you go to the COVID-19 panel, You'll find all these articles and videos numbered. Just go to number 7. You'll find evidence that a judge forced Pfizer to release all the known side effects, what I call direct effects, of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. 9 pages, single-spaced. Print that out. Take it to your doctor. See if your doctor recognizes even half of them. They might, since they're a medical doctor. I don't recognize hardly a third of them myself. Scary, scary stuff. This is the information that Pfizer does not want public. Absolutely does not want public. As a bit of humor and a side note, did you know there's 2 Joe Bidens? There are. And the 2 Joe Bidens are photographed and videotaped pretty much 7 days a week. There may be a day where he's not. The real Joe Biden has a dangling earlobe, and we have a photograph of that Joe Biden right next to the fake Joe Biden, which has an attached earlobe. And if you look carefully at these videos and photographs of President Biden, you will see real quickly what I'm talking about. Last but not least, products that will help you achieve your goal. You want to make your own freeze-dried food at home with a commercial quality freeze-dried equipment that's HarvestRight, right there at my website. Commercial quality freeze-dried equipment that you can install in your home. I have neighbors. Sam Andrews has it. I have a couple of neighbors that have the same equipment. It's wonderful. And of course, Liberator Rocket Heater, which is a few feet from me. My Liberator Rocket Heater is working flawlessly, keeping the home nice and warm. And of course, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, you also need an energy cleaner. Get the details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, former officer, United States Navy, man about town, advanced prepper, the most knowledgeable person I know when it comes to knowledge of the oils. Now, Leon, my belief is that about 11, 12 years ago, you picked up the book Modern Essentials and basically memorized it. Would that be a pretty good assessment?
I don't know if I memorized it all, but there's tons of information in it. I think it's 300 and some pages, so I've learned a lot. And as well as when I was an undercover PI, I would watch all the videos from numerous authorities and Dr. Hill, who's our chief medical officer, and I would learn. And I saw the impact, medically on so many ailments. And so, it's funny, people call me and ask me questions about this and that. And it just rolls off my tongue because I've been doing it for so long. Just like, anyone who has become very fluent in their field, it just becomes second nature. So, yes, I haven't memorized the book, but I'm very close.
Well, I worked undercover as a PI on several different assignments myself. The first one, we had a major hotel, motel in St. Louis where the color TVs were disappearing. So everybody that worked there thought I was just another guy. I was arrested. I was hired on as a maintenance guy. That was my cover, was to be the maintenance guy during the daytime, to walk around repairing broken toilets, repairing broken doors, repairing this and that needed repair, and observing what was going on. At nighttime, we had guys doing surveillance of the parking lots to see if anybody was, that was obviously different guys because I couldn't do both, to see if any TVs were being walked out the door. At the time, the color TVs, of course, were really large and really expensive and really heavy. But that was my first undercover assignment, the summer of 73.
Yeah, that's the most in-depth PI work I've ever heard. The most I've done is chasing somebody who I had to emulate being homeless, and so I couldn't shave, shower, or whatever. And so I was following somebody whose friend was stabbed to death by a skinhead. So I'm like, wow. And I didn't believe it until I looked it up in the Denver Post 4 days later that, yeah, this guy said something stupid to the skinhead, and he got shanked like 20 mm-hmm. times. So, yeah, it was quite
And this was during Christmas of years ago. And, you know, I was going down to the Samaritan's house down in downtown Denver, and the amount of homeless people, it was just incredible how many people are in Denver and Salt Lake City that are homeless.
Well, every city of any size, I know Springfield, Missouri only has 250,000 people, but they got the same problems with homeless and drugs and crime. We got a call here, Leon. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Murray, and good morning, Officer Green. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to describe two more angles to vitamin D shortage in winter, which you were discussing at the beginning of the hour, say about half an hour ago. I heard it from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny maybe about a decade ago. She was being interviewed on radio. So in winters, what happens is that because of cold temperatures, we cover our bodies even more. So less of our skin is exposed. And the second thing is that because we are in northern hemisphere, so sun is just hugging the horizon. That is, sun's rays are not directly or strong enough to be incident on our bodies. So that also creates a shorter production of vitamin D in our bodies. And that's why winter is more of a season to make us sick. So that's all I wanted to say. And I think viruses are there or not is really controversial. So I'll just not go there as the expression goes. So that's all.
Thank you, Amit. We appreciate your call. That's a great call, wasn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And also take it one step further, the fact that when you put on sunscreen, you know, the chemical impact on the environment is huge, you know, and how it's banned, and many Australia's banning it now.
Right. I don't use sunscreen. Typically, in the warm weather, I'll sunbathe for an hour, and I just use body lotion to moisturize the skin. But I don't use sunscreen at all. I just make sure I don't overdo it with too much exposure to the sun. I was in the Army. I fell asleep on the beach in the bright sunshine, and that was a huge mistake. I didn't quite have to go to the hospital, but it was a very severe sunburn. One of my a buddy in the Army, he was down at Fort Hood. He fell asleep next to a swimming pool, and he did have to go on sick call, and he was severely just right at the edge of having to be hospitalized with a severe sunburn. He had the bunk next to me, and all he could do was lay on clean sheets and not move, because any movement at all was painful. It was hard to watch this guy, but he did it to himself. I need to keep reminding people, because we always have new listeners. Right now, on the 24th day of January, the worst crime in recorded human history is taking place right now in the form of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. And the emphasis, in my opinion, needs to be on keeping children and teenagers from getting the clot shot. It's too late for most of the adults. And I should mention also, this, I believe the third hour, Steve Bannoun will call in. You know, most of what we do, Leon, on talk radio is information and entertainment. Sometimes with our serious journalism, and when Steve Bannoun comes on, hopefully he does, we're going to have some really serious journalism with updates on what's going on in Israel. At my request, Steve Bannoun contacted his very high-level contacts. When I say high-level, at the very highest levels of Israeli government and the country over there, to get the information he'll be bringing to us today. The truth about what's going on with Israel and the COVID-19 clot shot. It's very disturbing, and it will play out. We're at a point now where nothing can change what's going to happen, except for the children in Israel. And that's where the emphasis needs to be also, and that's where the emphasis needs to be for all of us, is to please, please do whatever you can to prevent children from getting the COVID-19 clot shot. You can save every child that doesn't get it is a life saved, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, and I still can't believe it. I still hear it on the radio. The radio shows around here, and how, you know, the local county hospital saying, yes, we're still open for the jab. You don't need to make a reservation. And I see that at Walgreens and CVS. I'm like, wow. Are people still that ignorant? That
they are.
They're on the fence, but they're still taking it for the very first time.
In fact, to piggyback on what you say, I watched Tucker Carlson pretty much every 5 nights a week. I occasionally miss a night. But Tucker Carlson will be, in one moment, he'll be telling people the dangers of the clot shot. And then there's a commercial break, and there's a commercial promoting the clot shot boosters. So
yes, sir. I mean, Pfizer's.
Yes, how ironic is that?
Correct. And I was listening to a doctor from England, and they said that 65% of the CDC's budget is directly from the pharmaceutical companies, and it's 86% in England, their version of CDC. So, you know, there's a huge conflict of interest, and Pfizer has been charged with the most amount, billions and billions of dollars worth of fraud and lying and paying off the doctors, bribery. The list is just horrible, and Mike Adams has that on his website right now. To read, and it has the sordid history for the last 25 years of how much they've lied. But if they were an individual, they'd be locked up for eternity. But they just keep pumping it out. Most of the commercials are sponsored by Pfizer. And I'm looking at it, and it's just like, wow. Do people not understand or even see the implications? And it's like,
no. I'm no tax expert by any stretch, but I wonder if these fines are tax deductible.
I would not doubt it.
You have to wonder about that, don't you?
Yes,
just
sir.
Another business expense, just like buying a new computer for the office. Just another business expense. The fines for the misdeeds. I don't know if they are or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if they are a business expense, a legitimate business expense.
And what do you think about the Illinois, you see this 90 sheriffs, the assault weapons ban.
Is it up to 90 now? Yeah. There's 113. Yeah. Oh, how many sheriffs are there in Illinois? Was it 113? No, that's Missouri. Regardless, it's about 4 out of 5 sheriffs in Illinois have publicly said they will not enforce the assault weapons ban, the magazine ban. And the governor, he's used to getting his way. Fat boy, mm-hmm. he's morbidly obese. Morbidly obese means more than 100 pounds obese. He's been used to getting his way his entire life. And to have these sheriffs go up against him, he's kind of jumping up and down saying, it's the law, it's the law of the land. Well, it's also unconstitutional. We have a caller here. We've got Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, on the COVID shots, I don't think you should be taking them either, but if you've ended up with COVID, and I know people that've had it up to 5 times, and there's either way, there's spike proteins being produced.
That's right.
And there's a few methods that I've been reading about on how to detox from that.
Yeah, I've seen these too, Mike. And the issue with these methods is we really don't know definitively if they work or how well they work. But go ahead, sir.
Well, it's an inflammatory cascade that occurs, and then with COVID-19 or these shots, because the shot, if it's given correctly, and believe me, I've seen a bunch of these videos where they're not being given correctly. The shot is being hit into the shoulder muscle like a dart, with no pinching of the deltoid, and they also, even more rarely, you don't see them draw the needle out as they push the plunger, because there's a good chance you're going to get into a blood vessel. And in the case with that, there's a professional mountain biker and several others. He's got it on paper. His doctors told him it was the clot shot that gave him his heart failure. And he's a pretty high-profile athlete.
Right.
And he has been able to reverse a lot of that. Of course, he's also using a hyperbaric chamber. but I forget the guy's name. There's a nurse. He's actually a registered nurse in Britain, and he's got a doctor for teaching in nursing. And Campbell. Can't remember his first name right now. I'm signed up for his notifications on YouTube, but I cannot remember his name. Anyway, it's Camp, C-A-M-P-B-E-L. Right. And you can find his information on vitamin D. But there's also quercetin, which is a catalyst for getting zinc inside your cells. And athletes have known this for a long time, that you got to have your intracellular zinc very high for gas exchange with your red blood cells. And so quercetin is one of those things that helps zinc get inside your cells. It's called zinc ionospores. But that's been, I've read about that since the 80s, you know, but that's with athletic training. Magnesium overdose is possible, but I think it's pretty hard, especially if you're under a lot of stress. Vitamin K2 goes with the vitamin D. You have to be a little bit careful with that if you're on blood thinners.
We'll wrap up your comments after the break here, Mike. Hold on. Okay. We'll wrap up your comments after the break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Mike, we need to wrap up your comments. We got about 2.5-3 minutes here, sir.
Well, the guy that has that is Dr. John Campbell. He's a teaching doctor, though. He doesn't have a medical he's a nurse. Anyway, pericarditis after the vaccine, the professional mountain biker, that's the video that you want to look for on there. But he's also got a video which basically accuses Oxford of murder because they were giving a lethal dose to heart patients. And, of course, there's a blatant conflict of interest there because they were developing the AstraZeneca vaccine.
And a lethal dose of what? A lethal dose of
hydroxychloroquinone. Now, the other piece of this puzzle is Trump got all jumped on the bandwagon for HCQ. And the thing that Dr. Zelenko was doing was giving Z-Pak. There's often a comorbid infection in the lungs that looks just like COVID-19 in the lungs, and that's some kind of pneumonia. So that's where the Z-Pak worked, and it made it look like the hydroxychloroquinone worked. So it does work, but it has to be given in the right dose, and it has to be given early. So if you want to really study this guy's he's very mild in his claims, but if you take his some of his videos like the vitamin D and the one on the hydroxychloroquinone, it looks like they murdered a bunch of people in order to try to show that HCQ does not work because they had a massive conflict of interest. So, there's also a compiled video of this Zach, the mountain biker, who's gotten pericarditis after the shots. But I do believe the detox can work. I'm not going to say there's no hope for people that have had the vaccines, kind of like you implied earlier. I think there are some methods that will help combat the inflammation, which is the problem when you have massive cell die-off because of the COVID replication rate. If you're preloaded with a proper amount of zinc, and other things, D3, like you said, sunbathing or taking a good version of D3. There's some junk on the shelves. But with that said, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the call. Well, Leon, this hour has flown by. We begin the Tuesday morning roundtable. I'm not sure who we'll have with us. Dave Hodges might be with us. Jeff Nyquist, I'm pretty sure, will be here. I'm hoping that Steve Bannon will jump in the third hour with the very important updates he's got on what's been going on in Israel now for the past 2 years. So it's going to be a great Tuesday morning roundtable, Leon, won't it?
Yes, sir. I look forward to it.
Okay. And we'll see. We'll see who shows up. And, of course, we'll take – and Steve O'Neill might be calling in also. He's with the weather and everything, his hobby farm. There's things you can't do when it's 30 degrees outside, at least not very comfortably. Here's our break. We'll break back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.